Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
I'm wearing my filthy chamas. I ride a hot potato. It's tickling my fancy. Speak up, I can't hear you. Here on this mountaintop, oh, oh, oh. I got some wild wildlife. I got some news to tell. Oh, oh. I got some wild wildlife. Here comes the doctor in charge. Oh, oh, oh. She's got some wild wildlife. And that's the way I like it. Oh, oh. Living wild wildlife. I wrestle with your conscience. You wrestle with your partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check out this businessman on the road. He bought some wild, wild life. On the way to the stuck in stage on the road. He got some wild, wild life. When he opens the door on the road. He's going wild, wild life. I know that's the way you like it. Oh,
DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo's been touching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you shot the coffee yet?
Yes. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It's your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, episode 235. Broadcast exclusively on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Now, who are these fine musicians? Fuck you! You know who they are. Rammstein!
I cannot speak, my tongue is weak, this show sucks dicks.
Oh, god damn it all. Well, thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show, I really appreciate it. I appreciate it. And when I say we, after I, that means me and a bald fuckface named Frank. Frank, how are you tonight?
Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Frankie?
Hey, Kenny, how are you?
Hey, Francois. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Kenneth, how are you?
You realize, okay. You had nothing else to reach for, did you?
No, not at all.
Just, hey, Kenny, how are you, 17 times.
That's it. That's all I can... That's
all you can muster,
that's
right?
The best I got. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Why put on a facade?
Frank, don't say who did. But a lot of people are wondering who picked the intro. I don't know. It sounds like something that's up your alley. And I want to say that it sounds like something that might be up my alley. I don't know. People are guessing one way or the other. I'm not going to reveal it, Frank. I just know that it's not some fucking mop-headed British 60s song that you're into right now. That's all I have to say about that, Frank. It's not some shitty intro that we've been opening with the past few weeks. It's actually a decent song this time.
What's wrong with...
But I'm not going to say whose song it was.
Oh.
That would, that would ruin the illusion.
Yeah, I'm sure people are on the edge of their seat.
They are. There are actually people on the edge of their seat because the back of it is littered with broken glass. And they have to be careful for their own anus, otherwise they'll end up like you. Just constantly bleeding into their underwear, pants, and whatever they sit on. Frank, how are you? We've had a holiday between shows. I hope your family was cordial to you. I hope you had a very nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was it was okay. We went to the Jersey Shore area. And it was
Italians going to the shore. Huh,
how
nice.
No, that's just where my cousin lived and I got to be honest with you. I wasn't really into the whole food thing. I could have, I really could have cared less if I had turkey or a pizza or a hamburger. Really, I wasn't really into the whole 3,000 dishes and this and that.
Yeah,
I wasn't into it.
Well, that's okay. I don't know. It's starting to lose it's losing its luster, isn't it? A little bit.
I don't know if it's losing its luster, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm just not into it anymore.
You just don't even care.
My whole life growing up, I couldn't imagine having anything other than turkey and all the fixins on Thanksgiving. But now I sat there in the morning and I tried to get through the at least 30 seconds of the most boringest parade on earth.
You actually watch the parade?
I watch maybe 5-10 minutes of it. It's utterly a bore fest. I've never watched the whole parade from beginning to end.
You know what I would say it is, Frank? A fucking snooze.
It's a fucking snooze.
Literally,
camp.
Quite literally, because I've never seen it. I actually never seen it even as a kid. I've never even cared. I've seen, the news wrap-up of the parade later on in the day. Like, oh, look at Snoopy and all his fucking Thanksgiving glory. Congratulations to everybody who decided to watch it go down a street. Like, I don't know. And then there's the whole thing of, oh, let's go the night before and watch them inflate the balloons. How is that fucking entertaining? Have you ever even thought about doing that?
No.
Have you? Well, that's that, I guess. I mean, are you aware that people do this?
That they actually sit there and watch them inflate these balloons. I was not aware that was an attraction.
A few blocks off, and that's where they inflate the balloons. And people,
You know what? I gotta be honest with you. That sounds a little more interesting than actually watching them, floating around the fucking streets.
I mean, if you're gonna choose, if you have to choose one, if you have to choose one,
I think I would. Because
if there's one, then you would go with inflation. Like, I give a shit if a balloon floats.
Right! You're seeing them come to life.
Fuck a Shrek, is what I say. And you know what? These new balloons, I gotta say, you have your Buzz Lightyears, your Shreks. Come on. Who gives a shit at this point? Is Shrek that iconic? How many good movies did he have? One? Maybe?
Two.
But then again... Snoopy, what has Snoopy ever done for us? What has Snoopy ever done for anybody? Snoopy is a worthless character in a worthless series, and Snoopy can go fuck himself in balloon form. I wouldn't want to see either, Frank, but people make it a tradition. They're very much set in their ways. If they do this every year, they'll do it until they die.
Did Snoopy, did he talk?
No. He never even said a word.
Was Lucy and Charlie Brown brothers and sisters?
I don't know.
Oh.
I tried watching, I've never seen the Peanut specials.
So I always watched them as a kid, always.
People are saying, oh, you know, I've watched it since I was a kid, just like you just said. They said, I've seen it every year. I watch the Peanut Thanksgiving specials. I'm like, okay, sure. I've seen the Christmas one once. You hear that annoying song. And I'm figuring the Thanksgiving one's got to be similar. Am I watching the wrong one when I'm seeing Charlie Brown come over on the fucking Mayflower? I mean, is this...
I remember they had a really haphazard Thanksgiving with popcorn and things of that nature. But listen.
I didn't see that. I saw him. He's actually on the fucking Mayflower, and they're building settlements. Like, what the fuck is this? Some kind of bastardized version of history. Because you know we slayed the Indians, Frank. We fought them,
true.
And we won. And then we ate turkey.
The Charlie Brown, he used to say, did he say arg or ug?
Aug. I think he said A-U-G-G-G-H.
Oh, okay.
Because he wasn't even an entertaining person in pain.
I noticed a lot of people are utilizing the word ug lately.
Ug is a good way to express displeasure.
Right, but I think that started with Charlie Brown.
No, it
didn't.
No, it did not.
That's where it started.
No, it didn't. Why are you clapping for Charlie Brown?
That's where ug started. Nobody used that. Ug is only... Ug has had a resurgence.
Yeah, with the boots. Yeah. But Frank, you know, ug has been forever. People say ug.
When do you use ug?
Ugh. When you see somebody doing something that is just either gross, embarrassing, disgusting. It's basically you do not approve so much. You approve so little of what's going on that you have to make it audible and let everybody know.
It's another word for disgusted. You're disgusted.
You are disgusted. So some people are suggesting that when Seth raps, it's a perfect time to say, ugh. Like, if you saw someone piss on your car, you would say, ugh. I don't know if I'm going to stand there and just say, ugh, and take
it. No, I'm not going to say
that. I'm going to fucking approach the person and, you know, make sure that they know they shouldn't be pissing on my fucking car.
But first, you'll make sure that they're smaller than you, because if they're bigger than you, you're not going to say a goddamn thing. Who are you kidding?
He's urinating. His spine is facing me. He's going to pay. You know what? You can officially kick someone in the back if they're pissing on your property.
Let me ask you
that. That is a rule. If someone's pissing on your fucking property and they're not drunk, i.e. they're wearing business casual and it's 6 p.m. and your Honda Accord is being pissed on, you can go ahead and kick them right in the fucking spine. So you had a question, Frank. What's your question?
I had a question, but it may not be appropriate at this point in time.
Okay.
So I don't want to say it.
I'm enjoying some putrid Arizona sweet tea that I found in the fridge. It's a joke that I said I'm enjoying this. It's hideous. Thanksgiving though, yeah, I'm losing my fervor for the holiday.
Yeah, you went out for Thanksgiving, is that correct?
I had two Thanksgivings. Amanda's family. Amanda's my girlfriend. I say this because you follow up instantly, and I want to beat you. At all costs, I need to defeat you. Her family goes out every year for like the past 3 or 4 years. They go to a restaurant, and it's good. It's very good. Last year, I went in with no expectations. Thought it was going to be miserable. It was excellent. Go there this year. I noticed that like the buffet for the appetizers and all that stuff that had been just sweeping the room filled with tons of choices, scaled back.
Ooh,
scaled back. Not as many meat selections, more salads.
Well, we are in a bad time.
Sure. Fewer tables with the goods on it. The stuff is all fine, but I'm noticing there's less variety. And as I'm going to the table, I see a sign. And I actually took a picture of it. It's on my Tumblr, Twitter. It's on basically everything I've ever fucking done. DJNewStyle.tumblr.com. Indicating how, or basically reinforcing the importance of accompanying your children to the buffet and the bathroom. These signs were not there last year, and I asked. They were not there the year before. This is the first year they've put these up, and they were on every table with food. So now, what do you think when you see that sign, Frank?
I think there was problems there.
Yeah! Yeah!
There was, and I think you're nothing but a fucking guinea pig.
I think there were some shitty hands on the pineapple. I think
now,
there were some pineapples grabbed with brown fingers weren't originally brown.
Were there people breaking the rules?
No. However, I did see someone go up, and I didn't. Before I met you, I didn't think anything of this. But someone went up with a plate that they had just finished.
Oh, that's a no-no.
Well, apparently, according to you, that's a big no-no.
According to North Carolina law, it's also a no-no.
Well, God bless them for that. But that's it. I didn't see really too many little kids, but they had these signs that they obviously made because it was handwritten. For health and safety, please accompany all children to buffet and bathroom, and then thank you. So I'm thinking either this place has changed ownership, and I'm going to see Frank in the back room in a fucking in a particle suit, just cutting turkey into slices, or there has been an incident and there's been contamination, and I'm risking fucking disease by eating here. So I was a little frightened. I still ate everything I had. But
you weren't that frightened.
Yeah, well, you know, when it comes to food, it's okay. But I was worried with every dump that I had to take from there on out. And I then drove 2 hours to get back home and have dessert at my sister's house. And Thanksgiving, Frank, went off without a hitch, I would say. Apart from the scare with the... what's the shit disease? Is it... diphtheria? What's the... If you ingest shit particles and it gets you sick.
Dysentery?
I don't know. It's not good.
Or diphtheria?
I'll tell you what it isn't. It's not Sunday in the park. No one ever contracts Sunday in the park or Super Bowl from eating a shit that has been wiped on a Russian pea salad. But it wasn't bad. So you didn't go to your in-laws. You had a free pass this year.
Right.
You
Well, I have a... And, yeah.
Well, for life, because they hate you. But you went somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I went to my cousin's house.
And how did that go?
It went okay, you know. It was nice, you know. It went off without a hitch. I guess I could use the same phrenology.
Did you... Phrenology?
Oh.
Well, that's another word Ken Moorhead can steal and use on his cocktail blog, kenmoorhead.com.
Yeah, and I noticed last time he didn't give any credit for it.
He did use spiciness again.
And gave no credit.
And this time he said... That's just a word I say.
Yeah.
Oh!
No credit.
That's just some word I say.
No
Wow.
credit.
Wow, don't think we don't have our eye on you, Ken Moorhead. It's one thing to steal from Frank, but now you're stealing from us. Both of us. No, it's all right. KenMoorhead.com, he's a good guy. I almost said he's good people, and then I would have had to hollow my chest out and fucking die. So, did you bring a dish? Do you ever bring dishes whenever you go?
You mean a dish of food?
No, a dish of Kingsford charcoal and Barbie legs.
Well, my wife brought some pies.
Some pies?
Yeah.
Egg dye?
What? No, she brought pies. Pies.
Well, then don't say pies. Jesus. It's a whole funny bit about how they've cornered the Easter egg dye market. And you can't confuse me with those. So you brought pies, just desserts, and everything went off beautifully. Now, how did this rate with your usual Thanksgiving at the in-laws?
Well, anything, I mean, listen, if I were to go to Boston Market, it would be better than the in-laws, so anything is better.
So would you erase your memories of Thanksgiving with your in-laws?
They're gone already.
Like, if you could go back in time and convince your family that you're going to this cousin's house instead of the in-laws... Every year you went to the in-laws, would you do it?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, that's how terrible it was to eat with your mother-in-law. Which is your wife's mother, by the way, who she loves. And you hate. So bad.
That's a strong word. That's a strong word.
Wow, so Ken Moorhead said, he's responding in the chat room, he says, from now on I'll say copyright 2009, Germ Freak and DJ New Style, DJ New Style Live, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern.
That's right.
On HereIsTalk.com. Oh, you know what? That'll work. That will work.
And what happened
it.
Was my you know, we were talking about this last week or the week before. I like the combination of hot and cold foods mixed together.
Yeah.
Sort of like the McDLT.
You know what? It's a very good thing. It's refreshing. It makes a meal that isn't necessarily a refreshing meal very, very crisp, nice, and relaxing.
Now, what happened was everything was on the table, but I noticed there was no cranberry sauce. And I got to have my cranberry sauce to for the coolness.
I would just leave. Okay. You can't have it. You can't have Thanksgiving without fucking cranberry sauce. You just can't. So you just go home.
So
by the way, did you just say cranberry?
Did I?
You said cranberry. it was being called out in the room here that you said cranberry. What the fuck are you doing?
I just had a piece of phlegm. I'm sorry.
And where'd you spit it?
In the garbage.
Ugh.
But anyway, so she forgot the cranberry sauce. So I'm saying to myself, do I say anything? What if she never had any intention of putting it out? Then I would make her feel bad by thinking that she forgot it.
Yeah.
So I was in a dilemma. What do I do in a situation like that?
I don't know. I mean, I would personally pick up the phone, 316-768-4472, and answer. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yo, hello.
Yo, what's poppin'?
Damn, man, I'm talking on the phone. It's about to, like, give out on my ass. What's poppin', man? Oh, we just chilling, dog.
Is this who I think it is?
Oh, my God, hold on!
Oh, my God!
You can't just sneak on without an intro! You can't sneak on without an intro! Ladies and gentlemen! Ladies and gentlemen! Pay attention, because right now, Sha City, man! Mr. Sha City, welcome to the DJ New Style Show.
You already know, man. I got your message. All of it. I'll let the boy.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. We're actually talking about Thanksgiving, and we're talking about how we can't be without our cranberry sauce. And I had seen a video you had just made, and you indicated that your cranberry sauce of choice is the canned, slice 'em and dice 'em jelly cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah. When you go to the canteen, black people, we only get it from the can. It has to be sliced. Like, when I'll be real with you, I didn't even know that you guys ate whole cranberry sauce until I came to the suburbs and they were selling it, and I grabbed the wrong can, and I opened it. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It's the worst thing that has ever been introduced to food, the real cranberry sauce.
Right.
We've only eaten the jellied cranberries or whatever, and there'd be the occasional year we'd go to a friend of the family's house for Thanksgiving, and they have some kind of, like, crystal dish with some fucking twig and berries, and just, like, they're sharp pieces of wood. It's garbage. I want to be able to just slather it on there. Get a disc of cranberry. So, we have you on. I asked you to call in because I saw that you, obviously your videos are excellent. You go to youtube.com/MrShyCity3, and you entertain like none other, pretty much. And I'm not, you know, as you say, I'm not trying to be dick riding here, but I'm just complimenting you. And I saw that you kind of took it to a different thing. You took it to a different level, and now you're doing some charitable stuff every Monday in your promotion called Make a Difference Monday.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It was like, because I know my time is, like, limited on the internet. So, you know, I was just like, man, I just wanted to do something that by the time it's all said and done, people just be like, damn, man, you know, man, that's how I'm trying to, you know. I'm just trying to show people you can put that real cool shit out there and still help people at the same time, man. It's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. And this week, you stayed true to the Thanksgiving theme. You put some meals together. Frank, you saw this, right?
I tell you, Mr. Shy City, this food looks so goddamn delicious. My mouth was salivating. It was so, it just looks so good, that casserole.
Now wait,
and those
now
biscuits.
Stop right there. Stop right there at the casserole. This green bean casserole.
Right.
Why is it that, like, the last 2 years, this has been on everybody's table? Where the fuck did this casserole come from?
Man, you know what? I'm gonna be even real with you. Like, that whole little dish, I was just actually going through this Home and Country magazine because, you know, just looking at it while I was at work, and I was just like, "What is?" It looked all right. I was just like, "What the hell?" But I never seen it before. And then when I went to the store, I'm like, I'm looking at Campbell's soup, and I turned one of the cream of mushroom things over, and it was like, make this stream. I'm like, oh, I've seen this before. But I didn't know, what is that stuff that you guys put on top of that? Because, you know, we did, we just took, like, Doritos and smashed them up. And put it to imitate it, but we didn't know what it was you actually put on top of your stream being craftable.
They're like the they're dirty, dried fried onions or whatever they are. They're like almost like small onion ring type things.
Oh,
and they get thrown on the top.
My girlfriend
made this. She doesn't cook, so she showed it to me. She's like, "Look, I made green bean casserole." I'm like, "Oh, that's really good." And then I saw like 16 cans of the cream of mushroom soup, and on the back it had the goddamn recipe. I'm like, "Oh, you read a can? Thank you. It's fantastic."
Now you made all that food, Mr. Shy City?
Well, no. Now the chicken obviously came from a rotisserie,
right?
From our grocery store. but the only thing we didn't make the cranberry sauce. Obviously, we didn't make the gravy, and we didn't make the obviously all the cakes and pies and all that.
Yeah.
But the macaroni, that was enough. That was cool. We made the macaroni, we made the mashed potatoes, we made the stuff, and it was all good. You know what I'm saying? We made the ham slices.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the video, and I'm thinking, why am I not eating macaroni and cheese on Thanksgiving? Why not? Like, it seems perfect. I mean, if I have to endure another fucking vegetable concoction or some other smashed fucking sweet potato, I may as well be eating macaroni and cheese. I mean, you don't get any turkey on Thanksgiving as it is. It's just a series of side dishes, and then you get maybe a sliver or a fucking leg if you're lucky. I don't know. But
we don't eat turkey at all. Like my whole crew, from where I grew up at, I never knew anybody ate turkey. We eat small quarters hens or like ham. That's it.
Mm. So you prepared all this food, and then you made plates up with. I think you called it a two-tiered, you had the meal and then the dessert. And this guy had cheesecake for a king. It was all different varieties of cheesecake in there.
Yeah, I believe he said a cornucopia, correctly, vocab. But seriously, it was a very, very good mixture of food. I mean, honestly, people donate cans and stuff for the homeless. They're giving away the shit they're not going to eat. Like, your meal that you put together, that's something that, you know, anybody would want to eat. And
he gave away
to homeless.
He gave away a turnkey meal. All you have to do is put a fork in it and start eating. You don't have to, you know, what the hell is a homeless man going to do with a can of beans? this guy made hot, delicious biscuits and macaroni and cheese. I tell you, I looked so goddamn good. And now when you pass this out to the homeless, I mean, was there anybody who passed who says no thank you, or were they all happy to have it, or, you know, what we saw in the video, were they the actual people, were there other people as well who said, you know, no thank you or anything, or?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll be real as fuck, man, and that's the one thing about the whole editing of the videos, and maybe one day I'll show like the complete long version. We bumped into a lot of homeless people who were like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, one dude, actually, if you want to know the real truth, the dude who was behind the umbrella, that entire situation, when we walked up on him, he didn't want the food at all. And I was like, well, we got this food and a couple dollars. He's like, well, I'll take the money because I need a bus pass. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, I heard him go, listen, I need bus passes, I need bus fare, that type of stuff. I'm thinking, what are you going to eat? You can't eat a bus pass.
He didn't want the food at all. And it was crazy because, like, me and my friend, we're making, and again, you guys don't see this, we're standing down here. This is dangerous where we're at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like,
give us a sense of people who are not from Chicago. Give us a sense, you know, what kind of area. This is a high-crime area you're in then, or?
Well, okay, where that is, it's actually downtown Chicago, so it is around the money, but it's in a lower level of the city. So you have the upper level where, you know, all the buildings are at, and then there's this sub-level where, like, you have to go underground to get to certain parts of the,
oh, man,
the
yeah.
upper level of the city. And this is where all the homeless people are at, but these people, and actually, again, when we pulled up on the dude with the umbrella, I edited it out, but I was even saying, like, on camera, like, please don't let this dude be crazy. Please don't let this dude be crazy.
No, you left that in, actually.
Oh, I did? Oh, okay, yeah. I'll be forgetting my own shit.
You basically told your buddy, just beep the horn. Just beep the horn.
Yeah, and he went honk. Like, you guys can't see it on camera, but like he's just like, man, fuck. He gets off the car. I'm like, fuck that. I start honking the horn. Man, you know, when you do, the thing is that I try to get people to understand is, like, I like that people like that what we do is real or whatever, but when you do real shit, it's unpredictable. I don't know which way it's going to go.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? That dude could have jumped up, you know, behind that umbrella and wanted to fight me. You know what I'm saying? That would have been a whole other video.
I can't, you know what? It's so true, and I just can't understand the crazy mentality of someone who wants to get in an argument because they don't want to eat chicken. Like, I just want to starve. Get away. I don't know. I don't get it. But really, really noble thing. The one part that really, like, really honestly moved me was when you gave the food to that guy that said his name was Tommy. The smile on his face, he had all his, like, shit in bags or whatever on the ground. But you handed him his food. And some money, and he kind of just, like, he didn't know what to do with himself. He starts pacing around, and eventually he just, yeah! He screamed, yes!
Right, he hit the jackpot.
He cheered. That was just, it's like this guy's big day.
Yeah, it creeped me out. Like, when we first, you know, hey, look, I'll be real as hell, man. Yeah, and you have to understand, like, you know, I'm a confident dude in what I do, but, you know, there are times where I'm behind that camera, and I'm kind of like, yo, this could go wrong for us today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being honest. So when I actually walked up on him, you know, first of all, I'm not tall, but I'm not short. But this dude is, you could clearly, from the way I'm holding the camera, he's taller than me. And, you know, he had that look like he ain't got nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? And so when we walked up to him, I was just like, fuck. Now, my dude, he's actually this guy's height, you know, got a little muscle on him. So I'm thinking, worst of the worst, I have to drop this camera, you know, and you know, try to break these two up. And when he saw the food, he was kind of like, all right, cool. And then he saw the money. Like, he just got overwhelmed because this guy, people don't understand, he woke up that morning and expected to sleep in that spot, eat that little thing that he had there, and sleep on this cold-ass ground for the remainder of the day. He had no clue that two brothers from a whole other part of the city that don't even know him were about to enter into his life. So when you're homeless and somebody comes out of nowhere and hits you like that, you don't know how to react. You're shocked, then you're happy, and then you just, you know, next thing you know, he's just like on his knees, just like, man, thank God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen homeless people just shout, yeah, like that guy did, but nobody did anything for him. So I'm wondering if some homeless people just have, like hallucinations of people doing charitable things. Because, you know, honestly, when you wake up on that sidewalk and you have nothing there, how do you know that something is for real? If that's your everyday in and out, all you see is that post, those bags, and that umbrella or whatever you sleep behind. I don't know. But it's a really incredible thing that you're doing.
Now, the make a difference Monday, I guess the most recent one was when you, you know, bought breakfasts for everybody?
That was the first one.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that was the first one. Yeah.
And honestly, when you stood up and made the announcement, the look on some of the people's face was like, oh, what the fuck is going on right now?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Because
anybody says, excuse me, I have an announcement to make.
And what gets me, not only is Mr. Shy City paying for breakfast for a restaurant full of patrons, but then he says to him, you know, get more, get apple juice, get another thing of eggs or whatnot. I'm like, at any point in time did you say to yourself, okay, I shouldn't be doing this right now. This is going to be costing too much money.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you when that hit me. I'm not going to front. So we make the announcement, get your apple juice, get your bacon. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you selfish motherfuckers, you better not. And then, so we're getting the receipt, and all of a sudden, some woman from, you know, from outside of the restaurant calls in an order, comes into the restaurant, and heard about from all the people, like, yo, these guys are so cool, whatever. And then she goes, well, will they pay for mine? So I'm just like, okay, cool. This chick had a fucking $99 order.
Oh man.
And when the woman, she comes up to me and says, this woman wants to know if you'll pay hers. I'm like, I thought it was $9.99. And then I looked again, I'm like,
I want, like, yeah, seven Belgian waffles.
Right. So it definitely got more expensive than I thought. But you know what, dude? At the end of the day, like that one dude said who was sitting at the table, like he came into that restaurant, and this is like two things I want to clear up. One, that dude came into the restaurant knowing he was going to kick somebody's ass after he got through eating. And when we did that, he was like, you know what? I'm not even on it no more. Like, it changed his whole, he was like, fuck it, it's cool, man. These brothers show me love, it's whatever. But one thing that people didn't understand, and I've done this myself, I've been in restaurants or whatever, had $3 left on me, and used my last $3 to get something to eat. Because a lot of people were kind of complaining, like, why would you buy food for people that can afford it? That just because people show up to a restaurant, that don't mean they can afford it. You know what I'm saying?
True. Absolutely. And you said this was your old neighborhood, and you maintain that you're doing something for the neighborhood, the community, the people. And, big or little, there's still people in that community, and you're still doing something nice and making a difference for them for that small amount of time.
Yeah, but I mean, don't get it twisted. I understand that I do live in the suburbs, so my next Make a Difference Monday is going to be popping out here in the suburbs, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's what it is.
There was a tragic killing in Chicago. I believe Darian Albert, is that the young man that was killed? And I saw a video you did on Blog TV. Your site on Blog TV is blogtv.com/people/Mr. Chi City. That's like CHI. I don't want, because a lot of people mispronounce your name when you in some of your videos, like Chi Shilly or whatever. It's CHICITY. And announced that you were using some of your proceeds and some of your own money to start a fund and actually give money to that kid's family.
Yeah. I just did the interview with him. I'm gonna make it into a whole video. I gotta chop up and everything, but I just did the interview with him on Saturday. I basically took money from the t-shirts and everything, and then I just came out of my own pocket, and we gave him, we gave him $7,500 basically from the whole Shot City family, you know what I'm saying? And what a lot of people got to understand is this brother lives on $700 a month. He raised Darian Albert on $780 a month. He did not work. He had no job. He was on disability. And, but the kid was so cool, like he never really asked for much. So it kind of was like it was a teamwork situation at the crib.
Yeah.
So when I found that out, I'm like, fuck it. So it was cool to be able to do that, because now he can focus on other things that don't have to relate to money, at least for a while anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible thing. You don't see a lot of people doing this on YouTube. You see people doing dumb videos. I mean, I'm guilty. I make stupid videos myself. Frank makes stupid videos. But, like, your videos entertain people, and at the same time, they help out your community and help people in need. It's literally, if you told people when they first discovered you that this guy would become charitable and all that, they'd be like, you mean the McDonald's guy? the Dollar Menu Millionaire guy? Yeah, that guy. I don't think they would have believed you, but you've pretty much evolved rapidly with each video.
Yeah, we're just trying to do some cool things, man. We're just trying to do different stuff. I don't know, man. Like, when I first came on, that's what's been the cool thing about this whole process. Like, when I first got on here, I'll just be real. Everyone was just like, oh, another ignorant black dude. Great, we get it. Refrigerator video. You know what I'm saying? And then over time, man, I kept, I'm still me. Nothing's changed other than I add a little music at the end of the videos. But it's the same thing. It's the same brother doing the same things. We're just trying to now take it to like a different level. But I'll be honest with you. The next one we're doing, this video is going to be dedicated to Al Gore, and you know what I'm saying, it's going to be like a recycling video, because he technically, I read like reports where he claimed that he like invented the internet, or something to that effect, or had a hand in it, or it was his brainchild, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, since he's big into like saving the earth, me and my homeboy, we're going to go like all over the city, jumping into garbage cans, getting cans out of garbage cans, and shit like that, and bringing it to a recycling center. So, I mean, like, even when we're doing cool things, it's always had that edge of entertainment in it, you know what I'm saying? And then the Make a Difference Monday after that, we know a whole bunch of single moms, so we're going to take all, like, 9 or 11 of their kids to Chuck E. Cheese, so that'll probably be crazy. So, I mean, man, dude, we do it. Plus, I got other – the things people don't understand is I know I'm leaving soon, so it's like I got to pump – other videos in between these. I mean, I got the True Life, I'm a YouTube Partner coming out this week.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Like the MTV thing. That's going to be fucking...
Right. It's going to be... this will be the first video I ever do that will be like a parody. So I don't know how it's going to go, but I've already filmed some of the like parts of it, and there's like a part where I'm slapping a big girl's legs with freeze pops and shit. So it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be good, man. I'm absolutely looking forward to it, but I got to say, you did say this in one of our previous interviews, that you don't know if you're going to be on the internet in 2010, and it seems like you're sticking with that.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's been a cool experience. It's been awesome getting to meet all these really cool people and all that and do all these things. But at the end of the day, it wasn't supposed to be this long. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I've completely outlived my you know, what I was supposed to be on here, you know what I'm saying, doing. And I just feel like, you know, just to kind of preserve what it was, it's just a good time to just fall back and, you know, shit, let somebody, not that I take up attention, but, you know, it's got to be somebody else on here who probably is on that brink of doing what I do, man. Shit, it's their turn now. You know, I get somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then next year, but I will say this to anybody who's listening or whatever, next year I'm just traveling the country all next year, just meeting people that watch my videos, though. I'm going to go to Texas, Canada. I'm going to Brazil, actually. I'm going to go to Miami. I'm going to Los Angeles, New York, Nebraska. You know, and just meet people that watch my shit, man.
Nice.
Got to kick them for a weekend, you know.
All right, Mr. Shy City World Tour, coming up 2010.
Yeah, there is.
Nice. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say to Mr. Shy City?
I know he has to make a difference Monday, but I think that Mr. Shy City makes a difference. He makes difference videos, and that's what his videos. You know, they have substance and a message, and he's very generous, and I admire him, and I think what he's doing is yeah. Fabulous. I think it's great.
I mean, and all the other people that come at him because of maybe he makes a video they take exception to. I mean, there's no one that just kind of sloughs it off like Mr. Shy City. Someone makes a video saying, oh, you know, Mr. Shy City's a liar. He doesn't give a shit. He just doesn't fucking care. He does his own thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look. And I'm glad you even brought that up because I don't even speak on it, man. Because, look, I'm not a fool. That fucking YouTube exposed shit, you know, it definitely brought a lot of hate towards me. But... it was so crazy because I don't think people understand like how less of a fuck I give because it's like this. This is the only way I can describe it. So anybody who's listening and you're an internet person or whatever, like the internet doesn't mean shit to me. Like the actual platform, the actual signing on and like that, I don't even give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? So like I care about the people, like the actual personal, like how we're doing right now. Like you met me on that. But the internet itself can suck all my dick. Like, so when you come at me and you hate and you say something negative, I try to put this in perspective for people. Like in the process of me making a video, and this took me a long time to get here. But in the process of me from recording it, hitting the record button, editing it, showing it to my peoples first, going over it, making sure it looked right, making sure it has what I needed for it to have in it, getting the right music, getting the copyright. You know, licensing to make sure I can use the music, all that, posting the video, making sure that it's on there right, make sure it has HD quality. That whole process, the most lowest form, the lowest form of that is the commenting. It is at the bottom of the totem pole. Like, it is that part of the video I don't even give a fuck about. So, like, when people leave negative shit, I don't even, half the time I don't see it. And if I do, I laugh like, dude, once I hit the power button, this shit don't even exist to me. I'm out here like doing real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there are people out there that try to make it their livelihood. They try and say that me talking about Taylor Swift and Kanye West, this is big breaking news. So let me have a very fast talking, frequently edited fucking pop culture diatribe I do every fucking day. You are listening to my show that I've said stuff that everybody else has said and blah, 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 blah. Like, it's not fucking important. They take it so fucking seriously. They're so protective of it. And they just don't realize that it doesn't fucking matter. They need to get it through their fucking head.
See, hey man, that's what it is, dog. Like, honestly, like, when this, because it happened to me on last Thursday, somebody face to face, not no YouTube, but they came up to me and it was like,
something on the level of fuck you, or you're gay, or you eat dicks. And I was just like, okay. And then I just walked away. Like, that's how I treat the internet. Like, I come, and if there's hate, I just go, sure, and keep it moving. That's all you get from me. You get sure. And then I, you know, because what do you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't stop me. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing it. That's it, man. We just want you pumping it like we pump it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. People want attention. People want you don't want to give them the satisfaction. That's basically it. You don't want to show them any fucking time. Yeah, just say, yeah, whatever, and then move on. And that's it.
Right. Yeah. It don't affect my real, like, that's why, like, I watched, people don't know this, but that YouTube Exposed was actually the most responded to video of the month. Like, everybody wanted to make a video, you know, oh, you suck, da 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 da. And then I even approved it, but I never watched your video. I didn't even give a shit. Like, okay. Like, dude, if YouTube means that much to you, man, hey, more power to you, but I'm living a real life out here. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to make it clear on, I'm responding to Mr. Shy City's video. I have never faked the suspension.
You saw that, right?
Listen, he's a very funny guy, but when I do question of the day, I do it right. Everybody else has bastardized it. Fucking shut your fucking mouth, you loser. Oh, God, you're wasting your fucking life. Go outside.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Mr. Shy City, he's on Blog TV. For how long? How long do we have you, Mr. Shy City?
Oh, man, I'm to the end of the year, man. I got 4 more weeks left, so I'm working really hard to get these videos out here, man, real talk.
Will you be back ever just checking in periodically?
You know what, man? I'm burnt out. Brother, I answer hundreds of messages every day, literally, faithfully. I got that cell phone, the YouTube cell phone where everybody can call me. I'm on that all day, texting back, picking it up. You know what I'm saying? I made appearances. I've flown out to New York. It's like, after a while, it's just like, holy shit, I got to get out of here. So I'll be done, man. You know, one of my friends, her name is Hattie13, and she hit me up, and she was like, you know, I should leave it open-ended because I may feel different in 11 months from now, whatever. I don't know how I'll end it. I know that I'll do it in a way that if I do feel like I'll ever come back, I'll leave it, like, you know, whatever, but just in my heart, man, I just feel like I can't do anything more, you know? Like, what more can I do? You know, you've seen everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I took you to my city. I showed you my crib. I showed you my homeboy. You see how I kind of operate with a couple family members. I mean, it's that's what it is, dog. Like, I never came here to be that YouTube dude, man. You know, I came here and was just a regular dude, and we just kind of handled it on that level, you know? So, I don't know.
Well, you know, you definitely will be missed. I'll tell you that. But yeah, I gotta understand. You bill yourself as the realest dude on the internet, and you said before, the realest thing I'll ever do is I'll just one day not do it anymore, and that seems to be what you're gonna do. So, you know, to all your detractors, you know, whatever, everybody else out there, maybe it's on your world tour, maybe it's on your cell phone or some other way of getting at you. They will. And that's that. Thank you for entertaining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Shy City.
No problem, man. I appreciate it, homie.
All right. Well, again, it's blogtv.com/people/Mr. Shy City, youtube.com/Mr. Shy City 3, and twitter.com/Mr. Shy City 33. Thank you for calling in, man. I really appreciate it.
Take it easy, Mike.
You too.
Thank you.
And you can catch him every Monday, YouTube, until the end of the year, apparently. Make a Difference Monday. Frank, why don't we take a break here? This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. Frank, what's that slogan again?
HearUsTalk.com, the place you want to be and a thing you do with your hands. And
and you're done.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. Please tune in to all of our other fine programming, such as Best in Show Radio. They're live every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
I was on another whole plateau. I've moved into some other new area when I'm passing logs through my butt that are probably I'm going to say 4 inches in diameter. 3.5 to 4 inches in diameter.
Can you not say logs? Because I don't want you to make this conversation gross.
Also, every Friday night, check out The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m.
And then also, a woman's menzies.
Menzies? What are you, 80 years
wait,
old?
Wait, she's just sitting there bleeding? Or
it's just blood coming out of the vagina, trickling.
Drip.
Ew. What did you call it?
Menzies.
It's like what old people call it. What the hell is wrong with you?
So be sure to keep tuning in to the DJ New Style Show, Best in Show, and The What Show. Hear us talk. Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet.
Let's take a quick look at the competition.
It's another fine week, huh?
It is. I mean, it's amazing. I'm ready to play the game that they call science.
Everybody wins.
Except for the losers.
Well,
are there any losers in science? I don't know.
Well, in the end, the probability of our survival goes to zero, right?
That is correct, yes.
Aren't you glad you listened to the DJ New Style Show? Yeah, I'm not either.
Hi everyone, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, oh, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyleShow.com. Listen every Tuesday night, 9 to 11. You're doing it now. Or whenever you're doing it, you've downloaded it, just do it again and keep doing it. Phlegm. Thank you for tuning in. By the way, DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to our podcast. Whatever. Honestly, whatever. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Good evening.
I can't believe Mr. Shy City pulls through again.
You like him a lot, man.
I gotta say, I have a lot of respect for Mr. Shy City. A lot of respect for the guy.
Some would say that you suck his dick a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about. Suck his dick? Like you think I'm blowing the guy?
No. You said something about riding.
What he calls dick riding is people that are like, yo videos, yo, there ain't nothing better than your videos. Mr. Johnson, you gonna take over the world? What you gonna do with it? like people, no, I'm not.
They're very entertaining. They're very good video. I like them.
Yeah. I mean, you compare it to a lot of the shit on YouTube.
Yeah, especially that fucking Ape Face Magoo crap.
Ape Face Magoo is deplorable. And if you want to check him out, he's on YouTube.com/HearUsTalk. But you know, he's deplorable, ghastly, and unprofessional, Frank. But I'll tell you something that's not unprofessional. Something that is great, amazing, even. Do you know where I'm going with this, Frank?
I think you're talking about some award-winning software.
Naturally, I'm talking about ICU2 video chat. Now, Frank, you think of video chat, and you think of all the other solutions that have been out there. Well, ICU2 was out there before all of them, okay? You download ICU2 to your Windows PC, Mac version coming soon, by the way, coming soon. Download it. It's free to try. Install it. And within seconds, your face will be... just have fucking other faces in front of it. You'll be face to face with people from any place. That's their slogan. They might need a better one because it's a great product. ICU2.com. Download it. It's been voted 2009's
People's Choice Award winner for internet communications. Frank, I see you too. Am I lying? Am I full of shit here? Is this a great product?
It's not only a great product, it's the only product in my eyes.
Absolutely. There's nothing else. I wish they sold pencils and deli knives. But they don't. They offer fine video chat services. ICU, the number 2.com. Frank, you know, it's a fantastic thing.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. You know when you took a test in high school or college? Or you went to college, didn't you?
I did. I did. Okay. And I graduated.
Okay, in 5 years. Now, remember that you say you use a number 2 pencil?
Yes.
Have you ever seen anything other than another number 2 pencil?
Yeah, I've seen it in an architectural drafting class. They had different degrees of lead, HB, fucking 3 and 6 and all that. Number 2 is the standard pencil.
Okay.
So basically they're saying, excuse me, retard, don't bring an architectural drafting pencil or a fucking colored pencil.
And you like the smell of pencils, right?
When you first sharpen them. It's nice. It's a nice smell because you get that pencil lead and wood mixture. And then you can just snip
graphite, actually.
I call it pencil lead. Is that okay?
They stopped using lead a long, long time ago, my friend.
I understand that, but I've always heard it called pencil lead.
Okay.
Sure, it's graphite. But I didn't call it lead.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Don't argue with me. Please, Frank. What is that for? Why did you have to take a test recently or something?
No, because you when you mentioned, you said the number 2, and then whenever I think of 2, I think of number 2 pencil.
I see, Frank. So I don't hear any rumblings. I guess either Josefina has been fired or she's doing a good job.
That's been remedied.
Good. Oh, remedied.
Yeah, it's been remedied.
What do you mean remedied?
She's no longer with the organization.
Really?
Yeah.
So it didn't go too well. You fired her. Well, I mean, at least you're going to be able to do some of your own shit. You know, I mean, you'll be able to try and at least learn how to stack things. I mean, like, honestly, Frank, it's good that you don't have an intern because you didn't need one. You understand?
Oh, who said I didn't have an intern?
I would have assumed that you... Well, first of all, I would assume that you wouldn't get one because you don't need one. And also that since you've been through 2 of them, that no one would accept the offer. So you have you have another one now?
You've been mistaken, my friend.
So how am I mistaken? Explain.
I hired somebody else.
You hired her? Okay.
I think Donna may have hired her. I'm not sure. One of us hired her.
Okay, so now Donna is cool with the intern idea.
Yeah.
And she got you somebody.
She got me somebody. She knows the problems I was having, unreliable sources and things of that nature. So we have a new intern called Isabel.
Isabel now.
Yes.
And is Isabel Hispanic?
I mean,
not that it matters.
I don't ask people their national origin on the application. I'm sorry.
But she's there.
yes.
You can tell, right?
Yes.
Why are they always foreign?
I don't know. I mean, yes, two sugars, thank you. Yes.
Wow, you didn't yell at her this time. That's good.
No, this is there's no yelling in this
smooth
one.
Smooth sailing with Isabel.
Yes.
Good. Is Isabel okay talking to us for a second? I mean,
yes, could you okay. Is it okay?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
Yes, of course. Hello.
Oh, hi, Isabel. Do I detect an accent?
Yes, Isabel is from Yorkshire, Sheffield, England.
Wow. Well, that's pretty fancy. Why are you in New Jersey?
Well, I'm here on an internship.
Oh, an internship. Okay.
On the radio. We are on the radio, aren't we?
Oh, of course we are. But now the thing is...
We're on the air.
Yeah, sort of.
Hello, Mom.
Yeah, your mom's probably not listening. Neither is the queen, Mom. I wanted to just ask you a couple of questions. What are your duties as intern? Because you're not my intern. You understand? You're Frank's intern. You know, so you're not necessarily helping the show any.
What is it that you have to do?
For the most part, I'm watching children. I'm cleaning bathrooms, rugs, sinks.
Wait, hold on. You're cleaning rugs and sinks and bathrooms and watching.
Why, yes, of course.
What rugs are you cleaning?
The rugs in the household.
So you're doing housework?
Why, yes, of course. Is that not what I was hired for?
I'm sorry, Ken. I don't know if
Wait, Isabel, Frank, shut up. Isabel, you said bathrooms. You're cleaning bathrooms?
Well, yes.
Are you
quite diligently as well?
Are you cleaning Frank's bathroom?
Yes, every bathroom in the house. It's spotless.
I gotta tell you, Isabel, I mean, I don't know you, but I think you should probably reconsider, because Frank's got, like, a problem with his anus. I mean, he bleeds.
I do know this. I am aware.
You're aware of this? How are you aware?
Well, part of my duties are to do laundry, and, there
she's doing
there
your... She's doing your fucking laundry, Frank?
Well, listen, you know, I don't see what the problem is.
Isabel, you're doing his laundry?
Yes, usually there are red tire tracks in Frank's underwear.
Excuse me, red tire tracks?
Yes, that's what we call them.
What is a red tire track?
I'm assuming he's bleeding from the anus.
His underwear?
Yes.
Completely fine with this?
Well, that's what I was hired for, no?
You understand we have a worse economy than you do? Why are you scrubbing blood out of a bald man's underwear?
Well, this is an internship, is it not?
College credits!
Ken, don't you...
College credit's not worth that much!
There's some discrepancies here. Are you aware this is an internship, that she receives college credits for this?
I didn't know... I mean, I didn't know you could get a maid for free and just tell her that she's getting college credits.
Excuse me? What did you just call her, Ken?
She's a maid! She's cleaning your fucking underwear!
Excuse me?
I was told that this is what goes on.
This is how it is in America, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah.
Isn't it, Ken?
How many times do you need to scrub fucking underwear in a radio studio?
Well, usually, at least 8 times. 4 in one way, you know, clockwise.
Can I ask you how many pairs?
Well, it's the new every day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, at least he doesn't have just one pair that he uses over and over again. So you wash underwear four times in a day?
Yes, once clockwise.
Clockwise? What the fuck? Does it matter? Frank, what are you telling her? Why does she...
And then counterclockwise.
Is this you telling her to do this?
We all know that in order to scrub properly, you have to go against the grain in both directions, and that's what I'm teaching her.
You don't know. You've never done laundry.
You know what?
You knew I was going to find out she was there. So you're trying to pass off this maid that has been brought into your home as an intern because you're embarrassed. Admit that. Admit it. You're embarrassed.
This is what you told me.
That's right, Isabel. You don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Isabel, who hired you? Did a woman hire you or did this bald...
Yes, her name was Donna.
Yeah, Donna. Donna. She hired you, right? Yes. And she said that you had to do laundry, watch the kids clean the bathrooms.
She didn't necessarily specify. However, when I got here, you know, I got my duties from Mr. Freak here.
Yes.
You know he shit on the bathroom rug, right? You are aware that he...
Okay, there's no need for that to bring that up.
Frank,
now.
I can say it because she has it in her fucking hands. This is disgusting.
You know, Ken, I don't know why you're being such a wet blanket on this.
You're the fucking wet blanket!
No, you're the wet blanket. You can get your own intern.
I don't need one. I can wash my own fucking clothes. I can get my own fucking beverages, as shitty and dented as they may be. I can do things for myself, Frank. You have a goddamn maid. You have a fucking nanny.
You have a fucking nanny. I take offense to what you're calling Isabel.
Hold on, Isabel, have you ever done nanny work?
Yes, I have.
She's a nanny!
I do watch the children, that is true. I thought that's all part of the credits.
Do you bathe the children?
No, I just make sure that they don't hit their heads in
Wow, Way to pick from the top of the barrel, Frank. Way to pick from the top.
Listen,
I'm sorry. That should go to Donna. The credit goes to Donna. Picking someone who's so good at watching kids, she just makes sure they don't bang their heads together. No offense to you, Isabel, but this is not a radio internship.
You know, I think you owe Isabel an apology.
I don't owe her anything.
You
owe her an apology. Isabel.
For calling her a maid?
Isabel, this is not a college-credited institution. This is a basement that you're
what?
In. You're in a basement.
What?
No, this is.
Didn't you realize that you walked into a house? Like, you didn't walk into some fucking office
that's how
complex?
That's how the offices are here in America.
No, they're not. They're not. And normally you see other businesses. You don't watch kids when you're interning in radio.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Okay, you know what? I think we need to end this conversation.
Isabel, I think you should probably just decline any more services or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you're scrubbing blood out of underwear.
I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
That is what, you know what? Listen, don't pay attention to
this guy. Let me ask you something. Isabel, are the front panels of his underwears ever yellowed?
Yes, sometimes. I thought that I mean, that's just color, right?
That's probably sometimes semen, because he has drippy dick.
I've heard of that.
He has drippy dick, and it leaks and turns yellowy.
Is that like mummy cock?
Yes, mummy cock. I didn't know that's what you call it.
Before.
You've heard of it. Yeah, well, you know, it happens.
It happens.
Yes, jinx. Jinx. Wow, maybe I should have you work for me. Scrub
Listen,
my there, shit.
There's no reason
underwear.
To bring up my paper mache cock, okay?
Frank, you're a mess, and I understand you need help, but pay the woman. Don't tell her she's getting college credit she's not getting. You're a fucking scammer
you know
and a
what?
Fraud.
All right. I think this we should cease this conversation. This is I don't like where it's going, and I'm quite
Isabel.
Offended.
Just leave, honestly. I excuse you. Unfortunately, it's not working out. It's not working out. You were never going to receive college credits. I really apologize that this bald man has lied to you.
I was going to clean the car. Just
yes,
the
please.
You were going to clean the car.
Yes,
in about maybe 10 minutes.
Holy shit.
And don't forget the windows as well, please.
Yes, of course.
Clean the car. Frank will reimburse you for all your work. He'll give you about $1,000 to $1,200, and you go home. There's no college credits to be had.
But...
Fair enough? $1,200? $1,800. Frank...
I need these credits. I...
Okay.
Okay, Frank.
You know what?
Frank,
you know,
$5,000.
I need to end this. Please go wash the car and the windows.
Isabel, Frank will give you $5,000.
Okay, she's gone. You know, Ken, I don't appreciate what you're doing here.
Hey, dude, what are you doing? Why do you have slave labor every week?
I don't have slave labor. This is what you call college credits.
It's not. What university?
This is the...
Don't fraud yourself. Don't say a real university unless you're able to provide credits.
This is the university...
Yes, the university.
Of the university. That's what it's called.
The university of the university.
Right.
You're a dying breed, Frank. A dying breed. Liar scam. Liar scam. I got snots, Frank. I got snots. God damn it. You've been... By the way, I had to turn your mic off a few times during the Shy City call. Because all I heard was... Over and over again. I'm like, is
you
he really
Ken,
just fucking snorting and huffing like a buck that's alerting his fucking
that,
does?
Have you noticed that I don't go anymore?
Yes, I've noticed that.
I think it was all in my friggin' head.
It is. It replaced your hair, Frank.
No, seriously, Ken. It was in my. It was something that I was doing that I was felt compelled to do, but... I took a conscious effort to stop doing it, and I don't do it anymore.
You have mental powers. That's what I would say. You have mental powers. And I'll leave it at that. I got to tell you, Frank, do you ever think about, like, the older generation in your family? You're 100% Italian, right?
That's you can't get more than I am.
And, like, Thanksgiving and getting together reminds me of, like, getting together with the older, like two generations prior.
Right.
You know, they would have like 35 people. Everybody gets together around like one small table. They're all in one room. There's all these different foods. And I just remember hearing tales of all these things that they would do. Like, they would make their own wine. They grew their own food, raised their own animals and shit. Like, do you think this generation's ever gonna come back? Do you think there's ever gonna be another generation that will do all this shit?
No, I mean, you know, once a certain group of people pass away, it'll be filtered, and it won't be what it used to be. You know, I like to call those the good old days.
The good old days.
Right.
When Italian people grew dandelions for salad. They made their own...
Ate bonzette on Sundays.
What the fuck is bonzette?
Bonzette?
Bonzette.
Yeah, on Sunday. Just sheep's head.
No! It's not sheep head. Is that what this link is in the fucking prep thing here?
It's sheep's head, yes.
Because I didn't... I saw the word bonzette. Now I'm going to look at this.
My grandma used to make sheep's head.
She would cook sheep's head?
Yes.
How? Oh my fucking god! It's a goddamn sheep's head.
Yes,
it's a roasted sheep's head.
Right
on fucking, what is that? Is that like polenta?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Like, why? Why?
I don't know. I guess it's just kind of food they made back then. I don't know.
It's a goddamn sheep's head just roasted.
Right. I mean, is it really that far-fetched when you think about it? I mean, I don't think so. It's just close to the face, that's all.
But, like, what's there to eat? I mean, I don't understand. Is this something that people get excited for? Oh, we're having some fucking bonzette! Hey! Ain't gonna be no leftovers!
Every family has their own concoction, their own meal.
It's sheep's head. It's a fucking sheep's head. You're not Native Americans. You don't need to use every fucking part of it. Frank, I ask you, are there any relatives alive that make bonzette?
No.
Thank fucking God. You know what? As we're sitting here and I'm reminiscing, like, oh, you know, they grew tomatoes and Bosnigal, you know.
Oh, that's what my grandma used to call. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the same grandmother that fucking decapitated a sheep for good eating. And honestly,
well, they would,
honestly,
they
would, does somebody carve the sheep head?
I don't know.
How many people does a sheep's head serve?
I don't know. But
save the jawbone for me, Salvatore.
My grandpa especially used to like the eyes. These are the kind of good nutty flavor.
God damn it! They eat eyes? Are you fucking serious?
No, I'm not. What am I gonna lie for? What's there to lie? It's not something to be proud of. But they would go to the chicken store and you know, pick out their chickens and this and that. So, yeah, listen, hey, it must have been a good time back then. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get over this fucking bonzette. Like, did you not have you never heard of the chicken? I mean, even the body of the sheep.
Well, who's to say the chicken is a normal thing to eat? You know, I mean,
there's meat on it. What the fuck meat is there on a sheep's head? Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get this into the Ustream chat as well. Have you ever eaten it?
No. What are you, crazy?
Oh, so now you'd have to be crazy to eat it.
Oh, I wouldn't eat it either.
Holy shit.
Well, I mean, I would taste it. I've sucked on a pig's tail one time.
And Jeff is exactly right. He says that this must be the episode picture. Absolutely. I mean, the only way you're going to see it, other than being in the chat room... clicking on the link is looking at the episode art. This is fucking deplorable. I mean, even the hooves. A leg. The leg of lamb. Fuck!
You know who had hooves? My grandmother had hooves. Her feet were so fucking deformed, they were like fucking hooves. She had fucking deer hooves. I used to tell her that, too. They were fucking nasty and gnarly. They were mangled.
I'm sorry. Something I'm never ready to hear is, you know who had hooves? My grandmother had hooves.
My grandmother had hooves. She couldn't sit. She couldn't walk flat-footed. She'd have to walk like a deer with her with like hooves. It was very nasty.
Oh, my God. Is that fucking gross?
She had such big bunions on her feet that she couldn't even... she would leave bulges on her fucking shoes.
those canvas shoes. Why isn't everybody with fucking bunions just decides to wear canvas shoes rather than get them repaired? Why do you want your shoes to grow around you? Goatweed is asking, seriously, why would a person want to eat that?
I don't know.
They're Italian. That's it. I mean, I have heard of, you know, gross stories. I thought this was the grossest, where they would kind of crack a chicken's neck, hang it up so that the blood would congeal in the neck, and then have a nice blood jelly that they could eat. But, you know, this, I mean, they're passing this around the fucking table and taking a little slice of a lamb cheek, or whatever the fuck it is. This is hideous. This is,
well, I guess
this is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of.
They're not wasting any part of the sheep, I guess.
India has less horrific delicacies.
Is it than your grandmother? Lamb is the same thing.
I guess so. I mean, I don't fucking know. Everybody is shocked and appalled at this sheep's head and orange carrot polenta, and honestly, what's the sausage?
I don't know.
What is the fucking sausage doing?
I don't know what that sausage is for.
Is that the penis? Is that the lamb penis?
I don't know.
Hey, I like my lamby head with a side of lamby penis on some polentas. I don't get it. It's fucking, it's horrific and terrible. Your family, you know what? No offense, but I'm glad that generation, that mindset won't continue. I'm glad it won't continue, Frank. And it won't continue because we're lazy. And because we don't want to eat lamb heads. I'm sorry. Either they had a lot of lambs to kill. Everybody gets their own bonzette tonight. Or they pass one around. I can't even. Do you know if it was just one that they passed around?
I don't know. I hear stories and everything. And this is what they ate. They also, you know, they would eat. And this isn't odd. They would eat brain, you know, like a calf's brains. That's not odd. I mean, it's not that big of
a deal.
That's
an Indiana Jones fucking gross out gag. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a sheep head eating germ freak. Who's this?
It's Foundry Music Jeff.
Hey, Foundry Music Jeff, you want some
Jeff,
bonzette?
How you feeling, Jeff? You had some operations. You doing all right now, buddy?
He's going to go celebrate with some bonzette.
Yeah, I was great until I saw a fucking boiled sheep's head on a mound of vomit potatoes with a side of dick sausage and what appears to be fucking cum sauce underneath.
The worst. It's the worst ever. But I got to say, what a great job roasting that sheep head. Like, that is the perfect golden brown. Like, I would want my chicken and turkey to look that way, but I wouldn't want my chicken and turkey to have fucking teeth. Look at the teeth! Look at the fucking teeth!
You know what I like in my food is when they put it on a plate for me and lay it down, that they arrange the forks according to classic tradition.
Start, you know, from the outside, work your way in.
The innermost fork is for the eyes, and the outermost fork is for the ears.
God, and it's got the winky bedroom eye. It's fucking just, it's like a nice smoky eye. And then
You gotta love it when food looks at you, too.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, Jeff, could you pick out a lot? I mean, I think you've talked about this on your show. You have no problem picking out a lobster or anything like that and eating it, correct?
Frank, I would eat this, but I would, the thing is, it's just the pairing of all these sides with the head. Is a little bit like, first of all,
it's all about presentation, my friend.
A head as a personal dish. Usually, it's put in the center of the table, and then, like, you know, a host carves it up and places the meat on everyone's plate. They don't just give you a plate with a head on it and go, "Here's your fucking dinner." It doesn't happen.
This is the most refined barbaric dinner ever, with the cutlery and the nice plates and the tablecloth. And I think that's a crumb scraper under the plate. I think that's a crumb scraper.
Does everyone get their own head?
That's what I'm wondering. That doesn't seem to be enough for a family. But then again, if you're eating a sheep's head, maybe you don't really have a whole lot.
Frank?
Yes, I do. What now? Maybe there were. I don't know if there were enough heads to go around. Maybe they just took a little bit of slivers off each one. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Save the snout for me, guys.
Didn't you say this was a tradition in your family, though?
Yeah, but I never took part in it.
God damn it! Who needs the eyelids?
You've witnessed it happening, right?
Yeah, my grandmother's been dead for almost 15 years now. But yeah, they would just put it in the table.
Did everyone get their own head, or was it just one head?
I mean, she would make a couple of heads, and some people would eat the whole head by themselves, and some people would just take a little bit of the head.
Frank, would you be upset?
Some people didn't like to give the head.
Would you be?
It is, Frank. Seen at a Temple of Doom. Temple of Doom cuisine.
Frank, would you be upset if it came to pass that a family of sheep cut your grandmother's head, roasted it, and put it on a bed of fucking risotto?
Oh,
Frank, do you specifically ask that it's all one family so that, like, all the kids and the mothers can watch each other die?
I don't know. I know. They were dead before when I got there. I didn't look. I would never eat it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's awful and wrong. I'm just telling you what these people did.
Here's the deal. If you gave me slices, if you gave me carved bunzette, I would eat it. I'm not going to pick my own fucking pieces. I'm not going to say, eyelid's pretty tasty, Ma. Good temperature. No. God damn it! No wonder you don't see Tyson's fucking bunzette.
What the hell is this?
Don't ever ask the chef for his specialty. Make something from the old country. Comes out with a fucking slaughtered calf.
You gotta wonder that butcher order too. Yeah, can I have 6 goat heads, please? No, I'm not sacrificing anything. I'm making bonzette.
The thing that Frank was getting into is that there's no way they just bought the heads. They owned the animals and decapitated it. Decided, a squirrely over there. Squirrely, come over here, boy. Okay. Shave him down, cut his head. Get the wool, harvest the head. Now, Jeff, do you think you could do that? Given the point where you have livestock, could you butcher and kill a living animal and eat it?
No.
Frank?
Only if I was starving to death.
Now, is there an animal that you would be more inclined to do this to?
The ugly ones.
The ugly ones, of course.
I've seen it done, though. My uncle used to butcher deer in his garage.
Yeah, that's not bad to me. Cause you see, you know why? Because I'm used to seeing dead deer all over the fucking place.
But he never served the heads on a plate of mashed.
No, he never did.
Remember the story you told us a long time ago where your father massacred your pet rabbit?
Yes.
Yes, he didn't serve the head, though, Frank.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, Frank.
Yes.
With me, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to kill the animal. But I would do it if it was undersea. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Foundry Music Jeff and Germ Freak. Who's this?
VA Messenger, what's up?
VA Messenger, what's going on, buddy?
There's a head eater if I heard of him. These two pussies that can't kill an animal? Come on.
VA Messenger just actually finished his bonzette dinner and decided to call in.
I ate 4 heads today.
Nice. Nice. Human? So, Wes, what's going on?
Nothing much. You're telling me you can't kill an animal and clean it and eat it?
You know, Wes,
we live in something called civilization where they have supermarkets where butchers prepare the meat for you. We don't have to go into the woods and hunt for our own meat like they do in the back country you call home.
That's the beautiful thing about it, though, is killing your own food.
Yeah, that is the beautiful thing. I would be able to do it. I wouldn't prefer to do it. If I'm starving, I'll kill a chicken all day. All day.
Would you eat the head of the chicken?
No, I would not eat the head of the chicken.
Hold on. Ken, I'm being called ignorant in the chat room. Why is it ignorant to prefer the choice meats in this world? The normal meats that every American has every day. Steaks, chops.
Well, you're saying you'd never do it. That's the thing. I think that might be
right. In end of day times, I would maybe, but I don't think I have to now.
I don't think we have to reach the apocalypse to get you to kill your own animal. I bet you if you were homeless and everybody else was fine, you would kill a fucking deer and eat it right there.
But he wouldn't know what to do with it. He wouldn't know how to clean it. He wouldn't know anything with it.
He would just start.
He just wash it over.
I mean, he would treat it like an orange. Just start peeling.
Wesley, you know, when you kill the animal and you clean it, doesn't it like? Don't you lose your appetite because you see what it really looks like inside, and you really don't want to eat it after you see what it looks? It's all its guts and everything.
Yeah,
see, I can't look at raw
meat.
I have to look at meat only if it's cooked. I cannot look at raw meat because it'll disgust me.
Well, that's I can't think of anything worse than being born into this world and then taken out by VA messenger. I'm drinking from a brook, I'm nibbling grass, and all of a sudden a red-faced troll comes up behind me with a crow, what's it called?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Crossbow.
Yeah, he'd use a weapon. You know he's more proficient with fingertips and teeth.
And you're calling me a troll. It's a gnome. You're calling me a troll, and you're wrong. But look, you can't look at Frank. You can't look at a raw chicken breast.
No, chicken is just—it's very—it's vile. It's had an odor to it, and it's just vile.
I love going to the butcher shop and going to the meat section of a grocery store and looking at the cuts of meat. I love it.
When Donna makes dinner, I cannot go in the room if she's making meat because it'll just disgust me.
And you're such a pussy because you said this before. Lunch meat,
fucking yeah, I don't
processed
like
slices of ham.
No, I don't like wet meat. What I do is I've been
no I've been loop for Frankie.
What?
You can't look at processed turkey.
Pardon me, Wesley.
You can't look at processed turkey without throwing up.
No. I cannot look at wet meat. And what I say by that is, if I get like a cold cuts or something, lately I've been having to put them in between two people pieces of paper towel and drying the meat and then eating it.
Hey Frank,
because I think Ken.
You ever have a slice of ham and you hold it in the right light and you see that rainbowy?
Yeah,
that rainbowy coating.
You'll see a rainbow oil stick in your fucking turkey. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's the best.
How are you so fat, Frank? What happened?
Wes, are you hunting your prey now? I mean, why can't we hear you?
Are you calling from
the airport? He's like Jack Nicholson and Wolf. just running after them on foot.
Yeah, he's stalking a moose right now. Fucking cell phone.
Wes, Wes, what do you hunt? What game?
Kindergartners.
Well, I went rabbit hunting. I do a little deer hunting.
You went rabbit hunting.
Yeah, rabbit hunting's great. Every Thanksgiving, you go rabbit hunting.
Why would you go rabbit hunting? You could just go to a pet store and get you into any trouble.
Well, no, you don't hunt them and trap them. You eat them. you don't buy little fucking wheels for them.
You get some beagles. You run some beagles. They run the rabbit out.
The rabbit
runs in a big field, and everybody shoots shotguns at it.
You mentioned beagles, Wes. Would you ever
eat? Aren't they unclean though? Aren't they covered in forest insects and mud?
No.
I don't know.
Wes,
they don't seem like a very clean animal to me.
Let's say you have several seasons of drought and you kill nothing and it's looking bleak for you. Do you turn an eye towards your prized beagles?
No, I would never eat a dog. Never.
You're starving to death. You're not going to live on beard growth. I mean, you got to eat something.
Dogs have personality. Rabbits are fucking idiots.
Well,
anything bigger, anything that can fight back?
Well, I mean, like I said, deer, yeah. I've killed deer, big deal.
You'll hunt a little deer, a precious deer.
A precious deer will fucking kill you.
Bambi.
You jump out in front of your car and you smash into them.
Yeah, they're not.
Kill you too if you jumped out in front of me.
They're not
you're
precious.
You're a weird looking guy.
They're not precious, dear. They're garbage and they should be killed and eaten.
Oh, come on.
What? You know what, Jeff? They're not that fucking novel to us. They dent our cars. They eat our ornamental plants. They shit all over our fucking lawns. They stand
especially
in the way.
Right for having ornamental plants, you faggot.
If you have a yard, you have a fucking tree that you planted.
Oh, my roses!
My goddamn lilacs! You son of a bitch!
You do realize there's an overpopulation of deer. You do realize there's an overpopulation of deer in this country.
There
right
is,
now, right?
There is, and I have no problem
yeah,
with people killing
deer. There's an overpopulation of people, too. Can you hunt those?
I wish.
You should. Just block people.
Okay, now we're not getting into that, Wes. Come on. We know you don't like certain. You don't like people of a certain hue. We get it. The beard says it all. The beard and the overalls with one strap says it all. With a pocket filled with an empty bean can with the fucking top still attached. Jesus Christ!
Frank?
Frank had another ejaculation of laughter after sitting silent for 10 minutes.
Frank, this recipe died with your grandmother?
Yes, it did.
Thank God.
She didn't write it down anywhere, because I would pay any amount of money for you to make whatever the hell this is called.
Frank, yeah, I would give you $1,000 if you prepared bonsai.
Frank, I will double that. I will give you $2,000.
That's $3,000.
I'm gonna, you know what? You know what, Jeffrey? I'm gonna make that bet with you.
If I can get
this bonsai cooked and everything,
No! You have to do it.
Oh, come on! How the fuck am I gonna? Cook
I want
it?
You. I want you to pick up the heads. I want you to hand select the heads. I want you. Here's what I want to do. I want to go to the butcher. I want you to actually turn down a couple of heads.
You know what?
And accept others, and then bring them back to your house. And
I would
them
be. I would
me.
Be happy if you had it cooked, and as long as you recorded yourself on a video.
I want
holding,
Jeff to
hold
eat.
On. I want you I to, want to motherfucker. I want you to take the bonsai, put it in front of your face, and do Carly Simon impressions in a fucking video.
Jeff, will you eat my head if I buy it?
Yes, I will eat your head, and this is what else I want for my money. I would like you to take all of your children to a petting zoo so that they know what they were eating the following week.
Oh, man.
Look, how about this? New Year's Eve, Frank cooks that meal.
Frank,
will you bring a I can't even say it, a sheep's head
bonsai
to Ralph's house?
I will see. I will
Frank,
do like I'll see what I can do.
If you do that, and you need, we need video of the unveiling. We need video of the unveiling. You picking it up, plating it. I want this to be like Iron Chef, where the secret ingredient is scraps.
or maybe I could deliver it to your place in the Hamptons.
Oh.
Frank, I'm not the one with the $750,000 house. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, right.
All right. Well, I guys, I got a shit.
And Frank, I want this vomit mashed potatoes and dick sausage on the side, please.
Nice.
All right.
Well, is this going to happen? You know what? If it doesn't happen, Wes, can you deliver the bonsai?
Oh, shit, yeah. I'll be there.
Why don't you just make it out of deer? I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter. Deer bonsai.
Can you make rabbit bonsai, like that little head?
Can you make the like,
I'll just bring some animal head up. It'll be great.
Or do it like a turducken, but with several heads of animals, one inside the other.
A rabbit inside a sheep.
Yeah, work your way up from chipmunk to fucking deer. Go ahead.
Inside a buffalo.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, guys, for calling. This is the the What Show is on Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30, and Wes will be killing animals every weekend in fucking West Virginia. Frank, we got to take a break here because I'm literally going to shit my fucking pants.
Go for it.
This is the DJ New Style Show. Blah 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 shitting.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Yeah, this one is a special one with a message for all y'all, yeah. Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children, they can't accommodate your adult cock. Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Even if they're your best friend, they shouldn't fuck children. I told this one bitch, hey, I ain't gonna fuck a kid today. No way, cause you know I had one yesterday. I only laughed cause I missed her. Hey, I know I'm gonna have to find a kid and kiss her on the face. Wait, no, that's just my load that I blew on her face. It's not cupcake frosting. I'm not costing you any money by fucking your kid. But honey, let me just do what I did. Fuck children, they don't deserve it.
don't fuck children. They can accommodate your adult cock. Don't fuck children. They don't deserve it. Say, don't fuck children. Even if they're your best friends.
The DJ New Style Show.
He goes, I know where it is. I know where it is. I'm not an idiot. I know where it is. I said, please repeat it. I know where it is. I know where it is. I know where it is.
I got the money, like the lawyer said to do.
What the fuck does she get me? Okay. First of all, I said breve. She gets me fucking non-fat milk.
Tomorrow I'll be leaving it.
I said breve.
One cup of coffee and then I go.
I'm sick to my stomach and I'm pissed off.
I got the money like the lawyer said to do.
I said equal. She gets me fucking sweet and low.
But it can't replace a heartache I was given.
She thought it was all the same. She thought it was all the same, okay?
Tomorrow I'll be leaving it. I
know. They have equal sweet and low and splendor.
One cup of coffee.
Blue is equal, Splenda is yellow.
Judge not before you fool yourself.
Sweet and low is pink, sugar is white.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Now you're not ready for judgment. Oh, oh, the road to life is rocky.
I'm sick.
And you may stumble too.
She gets me the goddamn sweet and low.
As you point your finger, someone else is judging you.
I said breve.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Before you judge yourself.
I said breve.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Or you're not ready for judgment.
Breve.
Oh, oh, equal. Oh, the road to life is rocky.
Sick.
And you may stumble too. So while you're laughing at me, someone else is judging you.
I'm so pissed off right now. I could punch a goddamn wall. I'm so aggravated. I was looking forward to it. Oh, God. I'm so aggravated right now. It doesn't taste the same. I'm sick to my stomach. This is bullshit. She had a... Oh! I said I can't repeat it, and she didn't repeat it.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on this fine establishment known as HearUsTalk.com. Tune in every week, download every week, whatever it is you gotta do. We'll have something for you to enjoy and pass on to your friends. But we will never force you to eat Bonzette. All I could think about while shitting, as fast as I could to make sure the break didn't, pass me by, was Bonzette. Welcome back, Frank. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your break. Hope you made good use of your break. I know I did. What do you mean,
I haven't got a lot to say, Mike.
We have time.
I was pretty much in the dark. I didn't know all that much.
What about now? Is there anything you can help me out with? Anything you can tell me now?
They've got Pentangeli. That's all I can tell you. I didn't know it was going to be a hit, Mike. I swear to God, I didn't know it was going to be a hit. Johnny Ola bumped into me in Beverly Hills. He said that he wanted to talk. He said that you and Roth were in a big deal together. And that there was something in it for me if I'd help him. He said that. You were being tough on the negotiations. But if they could get a little help and close the deal fast, it'd be good for the family.
You believe that story? You believe that?
He said there was something in it for me, on my own.
I've always taken care of you, Fredo.
Taking care of me? You're my kid brother. You take care of me? Did you ever think about that? Did you ever once think about that? Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick up somebody at the airport. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
Slow down, fuckface! That's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everyone says, not dumb, smart. I want respect.
Is there anything you could tell me about this investigation?
The Senate lawyer, Quinstat. He belongs to Roth.
Fredo, you're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. I don't want to know you or what you do. I don't want to see you at the hotels. I don't want you near my house. When you see our mother, I want to know a day in advance so I won't be there. You understand?
Mikey! Yeah!
Wait a minute. And scene. Yeah! I just, give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Thank you. I don't know why we do this, but I think I'm enjoying it more and more. I think my enjoyment of this is inversely related to the listeners' enjoyment of it. I think we've met at the middle last week, and Now they're on the decline. I'm on the incline, Frank. I don't care. I'll go infinitely high, and they will hate me infinitely much more. Much. Whatever. Why do we do this? I don't understand. Is this a germ freak creation? Is that fair to say?
I don't know if it's a creation. It's just that something I thought that would be nice to do, a little different, to break up the monotony.
The monotony. I don't know, Frank. I mean, I got a lot of shit on my mind. It clears the head. It's a busy time of year. You do understand that. We are now steeped in the holiday season, which is Christmas season. It's Christmas season, Frank. And I've done something that I've never done. By this time, I've already started Christmas shopping. And I have 4 people done already. Are you aware of this? Do you even... You don't
Yeah, you Christmas shopped online, though.
No. I actually went to stores and bought shit.
Nobody goes to stores anymore. Where are you from? This is 2009.
Where are you from? We're not acting anymore. Frank, we're no longer acting.
No, seriously.
You don't need to be street tough number 3
anymore. There's no need to go to the stores anymore. It's all online, my friend.
It's true. I happen to have been out, and I bought a few things. I took care of a few people, but you know, some of the people I have done are because of my efforts last year. Do you understand, Frank?
No.
I put in place a method where my gifts that I give renew annually, such as. Huh? Netflix. I'm not going to give a fucking Jelly of the Month Club or a magazine. I'm going to give something that they really like, and I'll give them the option. I'll say, oh, what do you want for Christmas? Well, aren't you going to give Netflix again? I go, okay.
Now,
I never have to think about your Christmas gift ever again, as long as Netflix is in business.
Now, Netflix is they're what? They're CD-ROMs?
Yes, they're CD-ROMs that work in your double-speed CD-ROM drive.
Okay.
And it's highly interactive.
They're movies, right?
Yes, they're fucking DVDs.
Now, is Blockbuster
digital
still
versatile
around?
Discs?
Is Blockbuster still around?
I they're hanging on. If they are, they're hanging on barely by fucking fingernails.
Because Blockbuster was a shit back in the late '80s.
Yeah, but you know what? The late '80s was the mom and pop rental store was king. You do know that, right? Blockbuster moved in. They creeped into areas. Dominated by the mom and pop stores.
Right.
Most towns would have like 3 or 4 video stores.
Right, right.
And they all had the curtained off area.
Oh, the porno area.
Yes, the porno area.
Oh, you want to, as a kid, you just fucking, you're lucky if you can, in the corner of your eye, see a fucking poster or something like that.
You thought opening that curtain would just explain everything.
Oh, you were going into another dimension if you open up that fucking curtain.
You see some promotional material. You see just the little tiny picture on the side of the tape.
Right.
And then maybe you got to reach in and pull a tape out and look on the back.
Now, somebody underneath the age of 18, did you ever go into the other side?
I did, at the Video Deli. The Video Deli, which is now defunct. It was a very shitty idea for an establishment. It was half video rental, half deli. But you couldn't get a sandwich and watch a movie. You had to get your sandwich, rent a movie, and leave. It was retarded. But they had pornography there. The packages, Frank, they were enough back then. Like, you could look at them and you'd say, oh, my God, there's fucking hibiscus flowers over her tits. Like, you just barely see it.
And And that's when this is when porn was porn back in the 80s.
Yeah, but right now, Frank, if you don't even need to put the movie in. You just look at the fucking case on a porno DVD, and there's like anal dick sucking. Like it's all spelled out, Frank. It's all spelled out. For something that would have taken you weeks to acquire. A porn collection from 1993 is now on the back of every single DVD.
As a kid, I remember there was one of these stores, and they didn't have a curtain, but they had these long beads. And I would sit there for hours trying to figure out how could I go through these beads without making any noise.
And did you ever just go for it? I thought the video games were. That was my big excuse. I was looking for Mega Man. I thought this was the video games. I never was caught. Either that, or they just didn't care. You know. But they would have the X-rated films, the porns, and then they'd have like the softcore shit outside. Like right. You look at like Jessica Hahn Playboy video or whatever. Just fucking retard. Like the most uninteresting shit where it's probably she's like holding a garden hose or something.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Like just like honestly, back then it was like, wow, this is incredible. I can't even believe they get away with this.
And this one video
right now, it's like, what is this bullshit? Fucking tame shit.
This is going back to like the mid 80s or whatnot. I was 15 or whatever, and there's one the pornos. If you wanted to rent the porno, you had to order it by name, so you had to say the name of the title.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, some people eat bonzette, some people have steak. You know, different strokes, different folks.
But the thing I don't understand is like there's a deli over here. Well, there's a deli, that I know of, where they sell. It's not a video, but they sell pornography magazines. And these pornography magazines are like they're in like,
yeah,
like almost baggies, like plastic material or something.
They're in like if you get a 401k statement, that like envelope you can't even hold up to the light.
Right.
They're in that type of shit in the back, and it's made out of foil.
And
it's always something with like a really nasty name, like Swank.
Right.
Like Swank.
And what I don't like about this place is it's a deli, so they serve food as well. And I don't like the fact that a place serving food has pornography. So I won't I won't utilize this place because I won't even buy a milk there because, you know, what if the guy before me was buying pornography and had cum all over his fingers and then bought a quart of milk or whatever, and then he's going to get milk all and cum all over the place.
No one is doing their fucking honey-do list when they're picking up pornography. And by the way, stop with the pornography. Everybody's tired of it. Goatweed, fucking Ed McGrath, everybody's tired.
You know, everybody's fear.
You know, if a hooker decided to give him a credit, maybe a freebie, he might do it. But the fact is, Frank, they do sell those, but they're sealed up. What are you getting? You're not going to – the guy's not using the magazine there, and you know somebody's not going to go pick up carrots and Ambien or whatever. Like, he's not picking up prescriptions, milk, bread,
Blistex. The guy who buys – and by the way, who in this day and age is buying these type of magazines is beyond all recognition.
You know what it is? You know what it is? People and this happened to me at one point. Because I am an avid fan of internet pornography. There's no hiding it. One time I got burned out. I got burned out on it. And I needed a hard copy magazine. It was, you know what? It was the worst fucking thing ever, too. The absolute worst. You pay like, what are you doing? What is that fucking noise?
I was just tapping my pen.
Don't tap your pen. I'm trying to tell you a heartfelt story about when I bought a fucking copy of Jugs or whatever the fuck. I don't even remember what it was. But some fucking magazine. And it's like, you know what? I didn't have the high speed. I didn't have the patience to get a new clip. You get burned out on your rotation of 10 movies, which aren't movies, which are just like 5-minute clips at that point. So I bought a magazine. And it was the worst thing I ever did.
You went old school.
I did. You know what? Just for something different. Which I have to say brings me to another point. Obviously, everybody's spoken about this fucking Tiger Woods thing. I don't get me wrong. I'm not going to report news here. I know that. But I don't give a fuck about Tiger Woods. I don't give a shit what fucking happened to his car, his fucking head, his wind. I don't care. I didn't even want to read about it. but I have to hear about it. I couldn't help but hear all the cries and the shouts from all these fucking random dudes, people I work with, people I encounter. What? Dude, who in their right mind would cheat on this wife of his? Shut your fucking mouth. Do you understand? Like, it's a very simple-minded and common fucking thought. Dude, look how beautiful the guy's wife is. Who in their right mind would cheat on her? Obviously, he's tired of it. He wanted to fuck some other... If he did, I don't even know if he did or didn't. But...
You know what? You know what, Ken? You can't eat filet mignon every goddamn night!
You can, unless you're Jeff. And that's all you choose to do. Frank, even if Bonzette... was your favorite food. You ate it every meal, you would tire of
Bonzette.
You're
sick of it!
You're sick of it! And then there'd be a homeless man saying, God damn, that motherfucker eats steak all the time! I'm only getting a free Thanksgiving from Mr. Shaw City once a year.
Everybody thinks his wife is so good-looking, but Tiger Woods knows the real her. She knows that she may have a pimple on her ass or something like that.
Not even that. She just, maybe she's got some kind of like hip... thing that pop, right. Like her bones pop or something, or maybe she just fucking she's irritating to him.
Maybe she's got a rancid, smelly pussy or something.
I mean, you don't know that, and maybe he's just tired of covering the costs, okay, to get sex from her. I'm not talking necessarily monetary, okay? There are non-monetary costs. Like maybe she needs to be in the mood. I don't feel like it. Maybe it's that type of thing. Maybe he's just fucking tired of it. Just tired of trying to get to the point where and he just wants someone who's enamored with him. His wife doesn't give a shit about, oh, Tiger Woods. Well, he makes all this money. He has a fuck. She doesn't give a fuck. That's everyday life. She's tired of that too. She's used to that. So to her, he's just any other motherfucker.
That's all.
So he goes out, sees some broad with some glasses and some tits on her. She thinks, you know, who the hell he is. Maybe she fucking sucks his blazing dick for a little while. And that's that. That, I mean, honestly, I don't advocate cheating or anything like that. I'm just saying that don't act like this. She's some big fucking prize. Everybody gets tired of everybody. Everything in this fucking world, including your life, you will take for granted. The most precious thing you have, your time on this fucking earth, everybody takes for granted. So no matter what the fuck you have, you're not appreciating it enough. So him and his hot wife to everybody else. He doesn't give a shit. He has her already. So, I mean, that's what that is, Frank. I mean, I don't care about the story. I'm just tired of these fucking, these inexperienced, non-logical thinking dudes that are, dude, let me tell you what I would do. I would fucking annihilate that broad. Okay, and then what? And then what the fuck would you do? Tiger Woods didn't fucking just fuck this woman once. He married her. He had kids with her. He has a family. You know, it got old for him. Just take it for what it is. I don't think his actions are good, bad, or whatever. I just don't think anything of it. I'm just tired of fucking hearing about it. And I'm tired of hearing about all these fucking guys. Just tired. Tired. Now, Frank, let me ask you a question. No, I can't ask you that question. Are you there, Frank?
Yes, I am, and don't ask me any questions. Oh, look what time. Yeah.
No, there's still some time, Frank. There's still some time. But I'd have to say, you have to be in some kind of a fucking long-term relationship to realize the strains of staying in one. So all these fucking people that are like, dude, if I had her, I would never even look at another woman. Yeah, okay. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. It's effort. You have to put fucking effort in. That's all. It'll be a point where in your makeup, you're unable to put any more in. And that's that. But it just depends on you. It doesn't, there's no just standard that a woman is so attractive that she cannot possibly be cheated on. It happens. It fucking happens every day. Do you agree, Frank?
I can't agree with you more. I mean, like
Thank
I
you.
Said, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I really
appreciate
it. We
can agree to agree.
Jay Kling, 9 years will do it. I'm dying sometimes already. he's saying sometimes he's already dead. And you know what? He's probably not going to leave that relationship anytime soon.
Do you know I have been with my woman longer than I have been single?
You've hit that point. You now have no identity apart from her. You have more of an identity with her than without her. She has become a major, major, major part of your life. And she's there every day. And that's that. There's going to be times when she gets on your fucking nerves. It has to happen.
Oh, she gets on my nerves, all right.
Yeah, I mean, we hear it every fucking day. Every time I have to call you, we hear her getting on your nerves without her doing anything. But there isn't, I guarantee you, there isn't a second in the day where you think, I want to leave her, right?
I love her more than anything.
Oh, you fucking faggot.
Thank you.
Jesus. I love you.
Love you, Donna.
So do I, Donna.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, as a friend.
Oh.
I said that for everybody who does. Because we all do. Anyway, Frank, I think that's going to draw this episode to a close. I want to thank everybody who's listening right now. And all the friends, they're going to tell the lesson. Thanks. Also, thanks to Mr. Shy City, man. YouTube.com/MrShyCity3. FM Jeff. VA Messenger. VA Messenger's in the woods. FM Jeff is on the What Show. I want to thank Isabella. And I want to thank Frank. Now, Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us.
Yeah, no. Shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside. You no good, woman. Back to the punch. Our time.
I'm guessing you asked me if there's something I wanted to say. Your mic was destroyed. But there is! You're an asshole! Man, oh man! It's a fucking snooze! Appreciate it, homeboy, and a pretty damn good living at that! Shit, I couldn't even fit out of the double damn window! Getting too over this shit, Riggs! Goober Grape is the shit! Do you hear me? Fuckface! Cause that's what I goddamn do! Nah, I'm good. Thanks. Ihr wollt doch auch den deutschen Flaggen stecken. Ihr wollt doch auch das Blut von Degen lecken. Rammstein. Rammstein.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hasha, hasha. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.